You are listening to Words from the Servants, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living symbol for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or any other podcasting apps.
We are well into the season of Advent now, and at that point we're going to shift focus from the coming of the Lord at the end of the age to the coming of the Lord in the Incarnation. And the passage that we look at today, the last chapter of the Old Testament in the Bible as we have it, from Malachi, is dramatic. For behold, the day comes, burning like an oven, when all the arrogant and all evildoers will be stubble. The day that comes shall burn them up, says the Lord of hosts, so that it will leave them neither root nor branch. But for you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness shall rise with healing in its wings. You shall go forth leaping like calves from the stall, and you shall tread down the wicked, for they will be ashes under the soles of your feet on the day when I act, says the Lord of hosts. Remember the law of my servant Moses, the statutes and ordinances that I commanded him at Horeb for all Israel. Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the great and terrible day of the Lord comes. And he will turn the hearts of fathers to their children, and the hearts of children to their fathers, lest they come and smite the land with a curse. This is a day of judgment. Behold, the day comes. And throughout the scripture, and particularly in some of the passages we've been looking at recently, we hear that over and over again, the day, that day, the day when God comes. One of the things that I said earlier was that the day did come. All that the prophets prophesied about the Messiah came to pass when Jesus came into this world. And all that God says about the final day also will come to pass. And what we see here in Malachi is that that day is very different for those who listen to the word of God and accept it, and those who reject it. The day comes, burning like an oven, and for all the arrogant and evildoers, it shall burn them up. It will leave them neither root nor branch. So you could say, the sun descends. And for those who do not receive him, he becomes like a fire that destroys. But for you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness shall rise with healing in its wings, and you shall go forth leaping like calves from the stall. The great day of the Lord is very different for those who refuse to listen to him and for those who accept him and receive his word. And the prophet says here, what God says through the prophet, that before the day of the Lord, he will send Elijah. And so we turn to the passage in the Gospel of Matthew. This is in Matthew chapter 17, verse 10. The disciples asked him, then why did the scribes say that first Elijah must come? Now Jesus has just told them that the Son of Man is going to be raised from the dead, implies he's going to die. And they ask him this question about Elijah, and that's very probably because they had just seen Elijah and Moses talking with Jesus on the mountain just prior to this. And Jesus' response is very interesting. He replied, Elijah does come, and he is to restore all things. But I tell you that Elijah has already come, and they did not know him, but did to him whatever they pleased. So also the Son of Man will suffer at their hands. Then the disciples understood that he was speaking to them of John the Baptist. God said that Elijah would come first. Jesus said that he has come before the day of the Lord. And that was the day of the appearing of the Lord Jesus Christ. But they didn't receive John. In fact, as Jesus said, they did to him whatever they would. They killed him. And he says, so the Son of Man also will suffer at their hands. God has fulfilled what he has spoken through the prophets. The prophet said or God said through the prophet, that Elijah would come. The promise was fulfilled in John the Baptist. We can have confidence in every promise of God. He fulfills the word that he speaks. The day of the Lord will come, and it will come very differently for those who listen to and receive God's word, for those whose hearts are prepared for him. This whole season of Advent is a time of preparing our hearts, of teaching ourselves once again, of reminding ourselves, of encouraging ourselves to receive the word of God, to respond to the word of God, to welcome the word of God, so that when that day comes, it will be for us like the Sun of Righteousness rising, bringing healing in its wings. So when that day comes for us, it will be as Jesus said, lift up your heads. Your vindication is drawing near. Lift up your heads and look with joy. The day of the Lord for those who believe the Lord, respond to the Lord, and obey the Lord is a day of joy and of healing. And it will come.
This podcast was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, visit us on servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes.